When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in another hour of Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. As this Friday, we've got a lot going on here. The NBA takes a back seat until at least Thursday coming up. So we get a couple of days off getting ready for what should be a pretty interesting NBA Finals between Dallas and Boston. But in the meantime, we've got plenty of Major League Baseball and a couple of games underway right now with that Phillies and Cardinals. Nothing, no hits, no nothing here in the bottom of the second. So looking forward to seeing how this game progresses. And I am sure our good friend Mark Zeno stepping in is probably looking at that game and wondering, why in the world didn't I take the under here? Do we trust either of these two teams to get runs in this game? Because both guys seem to be bally, and I'll give the Cardinals credit. They're way better over the last month than what they were to start the season. So the Phillies, what are we thinking with Nola on the mound tonight?
I mean, I'm always willing to fade Miles Mikolas. Like, he is a dumpster fire.
Right.
5.4 ERA and a 1.36 whip. It's interesting, though. Like, six of his seven starts on the road this year have all gone under the total. So part of me wants to fade him and go over it, because the teams that he's played on the road this year, Joe, all been really bad lineups.
Yep.
Detroit, the Mets. You know, he hasn't really faced a ton of, like, legitimate lineups on the road this year. And yet this is a guy who's going under the total that still has an ERA on the road this year that, you know, is somewhere near 5.5 runs a game. So I'm willing to fade Mikolas here and the Cardinals bullpen. We know the Phillies bullpen struggles at times. I think we get runs here. This total was a little peculiar at 8 this morning, so I played the over in this spot here. Figuring both of these teams are going to get runs here, we just got to be a little bit patient. I think we'll get them before the game is over.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they will get there. May not be as high scoring as some folks think with Nootbaar on the IL now for the Cardinals. He was actually a pretty big catalyst for them. But a game that I'm interested in is with your Braves here tonight at Truist Park, taking on the Athletics. Lopez versus Sears. And let's face it, this ain't your mama's Braves team right now. Zen, we talked last night, and you were mentioning that, listen, they're going through it a little bit here. I still don't think we stick a fork in them, but are runs coming? Are they plentiful here? Do we trust them enough to clear at 230 here?
Braves continue to be overpriced despite the fact that they're not scoring runs. I don't think you can trust them to score at this point in time. Until you see some dramatic shift in the numbers that they're putting up game in, game out, I think you have to continue to play unders here. And Sears is not a terrible starter. I know that the A's are a bad team, and you kind of look at some of the numbers in the big picture and you go, oh, this team isn't good. But the Braves at a minus 240 favorite right now, given what they've put up, seems a little bit ludicrous. Yeah. You know, like playing against the Braves on the run line right now seems like a more favorable spot. And Sears, again, with a 3.88 ERA and a very respectable 1.1 whip. You know, this is a guy that just, you know, doesn't get a ton of strikeouts, pitches to contact a lot, but he's been effective enough. And until the Braves start scoring, Joe, I'm not betting on them. I just won't. They are not a team that I can really have a lot of confidence in to get home, especially laying these kind of prices.
Yeah, it just feels like unless the wind is blowing out at Truist, does it usually blow out at Truist or is it blowing in?
It's very hitter friendly, to say the least.
It is. Okay. Yeah. So I thought it gets into tailwinds there and then bye-bye. What are we doing with the White Sox tonight? The only guy ever worth betting is on the mound, Fetty, but you don't ever want to bet him over five innings. Taking on the Brewers and Myers on the mound for him here tonight. Brewers just beat the crap out of the Cubs, but then again, so does everyone else. What do you think we're going to get here? Do we trust them enough to get another one at home here?
Joe, I back the Brewers here on the money line, given Eric Fetty's home road splits. Look, we're 2 months into the season. We've had every starter who has made at least four or five starts at both at home and on the road. And while Eric Fetty here has got a 0.95 ERA at home and a 194 batting average against at home, on the road, his ERA is 5.4. He's got a whip that's over 1.4. Opposing hitters are hitting a lot better against him on the road here. I played the Brewers. They're a much better team at home than they are on the road. Their offense has proven to be better at home than on the road. And so let's go first five here with the Brewers and on the money line in both spots here. They should get a big enough lead against Fetty here early and then carry it on late with a much better bullpen.
Speaking about a different home road, Lopez on the mound for the Twins here tonight in Houston. He's not very good on the road. Tends to give up some barrels on the road here. What are we looking at with this? They've won 7 of 9, Minnesota. Listen, they're figuring some things out. But is Houston a good team yet in your mind?
No. I mean, and just look at the price here, Joe, that you're looking at with Houston. If you see Houston home in general, right, and you're looking at this team that is Houston, and you're going, okay, at home, they're always going to be a minus 130, minus 140 favorite against even some of the best teams. The fact that they're sitting here right now, you know, simply at a minus 115 favorite against the Twins, maybe Lopez is a little bit overpriced, and given the numbers that he's put up and what you've talked about, there's some sort of narrative buy-in to Lopez as a starter, especially compared to Blanco for Ronald Blanco for the Astros, but I can't back the Astros. I mean, I just can't. I don't trust them enough at this point in time. They're below 500 on the road. They're still 7 games below 500 on the season. Until you see them kick it into gear here, it's a tough spot for me to back Houston. Lopez also a tough, you know, guy to given a 4.525 ERA, but still, again, a 1.1 WHIP here for him and 69 strikeouts in 60 innings. That sort of gives you the signal here that he's had some bad starts, but everything else has been pretty dominant. His last two starts, giving up 13 runs in just 9 2/3 here, Joe. So I think he turns it around a little bit tonight, but it's a stay-away game for me, no less.
It's interesting. I'm looking at his strikeout prop, too, Blanco, 6.5. And we all know the Twins love to strike out. He's already sat down 22 in 24 home innings, Blanco. So he certainly has the stuff to be pretty annoying to teams that swing and miss a little bit here. I wouldn't be shocked if we get 8 strikeouts in this one also. I also wouldn't be shocked if the Padres and the Royals end up striking a few times here tonight in a game that is very odd in the market with Cease on the mound and going up against our boy Waka. What are we doing in this game?
I mean, look, the Kansas City Royals as a home dog here is extremely appetizing to people who have been paying attention. Then again, the San Diego Padres are an offense that hits, and they have their best starter on the mound. Now, Dylan Cease, at the beginning part of the year, was electric, right? Like, he was incredibly unbeatable to start the season. But you look at his last three starts, he gave up 3 runs in 5 2/3 to Colorado, gave up 5 runs in 4 innings to Atlanta, and then 4 runs in 6 2/3 to the Yankees. Prior to that, he hadn't allowed more than two earned runs in any start this season. I'm sorry, in all but one start this season. It was on the road against Philadelphia. So he was really good. Now, not so much. Do you want to trust him to fall back in line to what he did earlier in the year? I don't know that this is the spot to do it on the road against a very accomplished Royals lineup. But then again, Michael Wacha is average on his very best day at this point. 4.31 ERA, 1.26 whip. You know, this is a guy that's walked a lot of batters this year, too. That's really the problem that he has, is that he gives up a lot of walks and they turn into runs. And so Kansas City being a home dog probably looks pretty favorable, although the plus 1.5 is probably out of my price range, what you're looking at from a juice perspective. Maybe if you take Kansas City plus 1, you find an alternate line. That's probably the best way to do it. That's the way I'd play it here.
See, it's interesting because the Royals know Cease.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Winner from his days at the White Sox, but the Padres don't play at Kauffman Stadium very much. No. So you're wondering in the first game, you know, maybe it's advantage Royals here with the situation. So I think it's a fascinating game because the market is clearly in favor of the Padres in this one. We do have a few more late night games that are going to come up here. Can't wait to talk Yankees, Giants. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming NBA Finals. We'll do it. Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Off and running, Major League Baseball full card here today. Couple of games just starting here. Mark Zinno stepping in. And Zin, let's talk about this Guardians team. It's fade Corbin Friday, I believe, is the terminology here for Washington, right? But that's a pretty big number, you know, minus 230, minus 240 for the Guardians. So what are we looking at in this one?
I don't think it's fade Corbin Friday. I think it's fade Corbin every day that ends in Y. For a guy with a 6.12 ERA and a 1.96 whip, his ERA is even higher on the road this year. Look, I played on the Guardians in the final game of their series against the Colorado Rockies, where they decided to be impotent offensively, only scored two runs here. But I'm back on the Guardians tonight. team total over 4.5. It's just tough with the price, the way they were laying the number against Patrick Corbin in Washington here. So you find the alternate market team total over. Hope that the Guardians bats, who are at home, top 10 in batting average, OPS, home runs hit, and WRC plus. So let's hope they fall back in line here. And again, Patrick Corbin, who's given up 8 runs and 4 runs in his last 2 starts, the guy's in innings either. They're going to leave him out there and let him pitch, which might be better for the Guardians actually in this case. But I would expect the Guardians offense, especially against the Nationals bullpen that had to pitch yesterday in a 4-game series against the Braves. Guardians had the day off, so you get a better rested bullpen with Cleveland and a Nationals bullpen that's a little bit spent here. Let's hope the Guardians get to 5 tonight.
All right, liking the Guardians team total in that one. Another big number here. Toronto shouldn't be laying this number against anybody here, but they got the Pirates tonight. Are you cutting this game in half?
I am. Look, here's the thing, okay? Jose Berríos, don't call me Berríos, is on the mound. Mm-hmm. He has been excellent all year long, right? Like, and his numbers at home are even better than what they are on the road when you look at his splits here, Joe. This is a guy with a 1.69 ERA at home. He's made 4 starts. They're 3-1. Opposing hitters are batting just .204 against him. He's only given up 19 hits in 26 innings. He's got a sub-1 whip, so all the numbers are there. But here's what's interesting, and I've followed this since he came up. But the Pirates, okay, every start that Paul Skene has made, right, after Paul Skene's pitch, he's made 4 starts. They've won 3 of them. They have lost the following start in all 3 games that he's won. I'm kind of going on the fact that he has given them this emotional lift, and the very next game sets up for a letdown. Why? Because it's not Paul Skene's on the mound, and it's Bailey Falter. And the next guy pitching is nowhere near as good. So I get a favorable starter here in Berríos, a manageable number in the first 5 at -0.5 run and only around -120. I thought it was sets up well here, kind of playing on this same idea that the Pirates will fade a little bit after Paul Skene starts, and we'll take the Blue Jays here in the first 5 and lay the half run.
They are underway in Baltimore and top of the first. Couple of runners on for Tampa. Boy, that's you don't see that often with them here. Still no score. They just got out of it. So going to the bottom of the first, how'd you approach the Orioles and the Rays here?
All right. Well, what you approach with the Orioles here is that Albert Suarez is on the mound. Nobody knows who Albert Suarez is. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's Albert Suarez. He's a starter that was turned reliever, now back into a starting role. Made 4 starts in the year. The Orioles won 3 of the 4 starts that he pitched, and he gave up no runs in those starts. You look at his numbers overall in the season, 2-0 at a 1.53 ERA and a sub-1 whip. This is a very competent Orioles lineup. Going up against Aaron Civale, who is a absolute dumpster fire this year on the road. It has been bad, a 7.4 ERA. Opposing hitters are batting .301 against him. This is an Orioles lineup at home that is very, very good. I'll trust the Orioles here all 9 innings. We know the Rays bullpen has been taxed. They played yesterday. Orioles had the day off. They had the rest advantage. A's went to extra innings against the Oakland Athletics. Rays did, sorry, against the A's. Went to extra innings here. So we got a little bit of a taxed Rays bullpen that's already bad. Give me the Orioles at home where they're very, very good in Camden Yards here on the money line. Got a manageable number here in the -130, -140 range. So we took it with the Orioles.
What are we doing tonight with the Yanks with Stroman on the mound, who is, boy, he's figured some things out. My goodness, he has been absolutely fantastic for them. But they got their ace Hicks on the mound for the Giants. That's not a great hitter's ballpark oracle there. 7.5 is the total. Do you trust the Yanks here? Should we look at the total? What's the best approach here for them tonight?
The Giants are a very perplexing team. They're a game above 500, and yet they are -19 in run differential. So when I see that, and I see a team that has a -19 run differential that's still sitting above 500, it screams they win a lot of one-run games and lose by a lot. So there's only 2 ways to play this game. You lay the 1.5 with the Yankees on the run line, or you take the Giants on the money line, and that's it. Do you really? It's about who you believe more is going to win the game. But those are the outcomes that the Giants have. They don't win by margin. They don't win, score a lot of runs because, again, they have a -19 run differential. So they're likely to win a one-run game if they go ahead and win this thing. If the Yankees bats do what they're supposed to do, they should clobber this team and easily cover that 1.5. That's the only 2 ways I'll play with the Giants this year. Again, I'll lay the run line against the Giants. I'll take the Giants on the money line and Chase plus money.
I thought of you earlier today looking at this game because your boy, woo, is on the mound tonight for Seattle, yeah, taking on the Angels. They were competitive, to say the least, against the Yanks here. But this is down to 6.5. What are we missing here?
I mean, look, whenever Brian Wu gets on the mound here, I always look to a K-prop, right? Because he's got swing and miss stuff. But if you look at his last 4 starts, he's given up a combined 4 earned runs, and the worst one was to Washington on the road. He's incredible at home. This is a young lefty here who's got fantastic stuff. I don't play against Brian Wu. It's Brian Wu or pass, a 0.93 ERA. He's only given up 1 earned run at home this year, and opposing hitters are batting 125 against him. So I don't fade Brian Wu. I walk with Wu. He is my Wu. And Jose Soriano is not a very good pitcher. Here's the thing about the Angels, though. They're much worse at home than they are on the road.
Yeah.
So I would look here, given the Seattle lineup, because they strike out a lot, a first 5 under.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Mariners and Angels.
I thought that might be where you'd be heading with that one. The only other game on the board tonight is with the Rockies, but they're getting 9,000 runs, so that's useless. Zeno, enjoy the rest of your evening and weekend. Cash those tickets. Game Time Decisions continues next year on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, off and running. Quite a night of Major League Baseball in store here. Want to thank you so much for stopping by. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. No better way to kick off the weekend and the night then with a little same game parlay, and none better than our good friend Davis Maddock. And Davis, what are you looking at here tonight for an SGP?
All right, guys, we are back with another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Major League Baseball tonight, the San Diego Padres traveling to play at the Kansas City Royals. We are going to take the under on 8 total runs with Michael Wacha and Dylan Cease pitching in this game. Cease, sub-1 whip on the season. Michael Wacha actually has a full run difference between his fielding independent pitching and his actual ERA, suggesting he's been a little bit unlucky to honestly be a pretty strong pitcher anyway this season. We are also going to take Wacha to record over 3.5 strikeouts in this game. He's beaten that number in 3 of his 5 last starts. And this Padres lineup does make a ton of contact, but I expect him to go deeper in this game. And of course, we are going to add one Mr. Bobby Witt Jr. to record a stolen base in this game, one of the best base dealers remaining in Major League Baseball. This 3-leg same game parlay gives us plus 913 odds, under 8, Michael Wacha over 3.5 strikeouts, and Bobby Witt Jr. to record a stolen base. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, thanks, Davis. Should be an interesting game here, and kind of with him. I've made a lot of money betting on Wacha over the last couple of years and the resurgence that he has had. And don't forget, he's been with about 9 different teams. But he was really good with the Padres last year. He's had a couple of rocky outings here with the Royals. But for the most part, he's an innings eater that is not going to lose the game for Kansas City. 21-8 at home right now for this Royals team. And do not forget, they know Dylan Cease. He was in the American League. So from his days at the White Sox, they know him. This is the first crack at Kauffman Stadium for the Padres. They don't often make it to Kansas. That's why I usually like on these Fridays to look at some home teams, some home favorites, some home dogs in this spot, at least in the first game of a series like this because of the familiarity with the home team. And we've got a ton of these interleague games happening this weekend, some really great matchups. This being one of them, the market says they love Dylan Cease. I'm not so sure, and I am certainly with Davis on that one. We do have a couple of other games that are getting ready to go here, top of the hour, including the Twins and the Astros. And Blanco, keep an eye on whether or not he can actually take the glove off his hand. Apparently, that's a pretty good indicator on what kind of evening he will have on the mound. If his hand sticks to the glove, we probably should back Houston. But there is nothing I like about Lopez on the road in this one. I think Blanco and that over in strikeouts right now, if it's still 6.5, he has been doing, and anybody who thought he might be a flash in the pan has not been paying attention, because even after the suspension, he has come back. And he has dealt, especially at home. And it just feels like Houston, they're undervalued right now because of the start that they have had. But I definitely think they are getting ready to turn things around. Not to mention, you got an Astros team that ranks fourth in OPS against right-handed pitching. And we're also looking at Lopez, who has, this is the worst year of his career so far for giving up barrels and hard hit balls. He is not missing as many bats, but he is barreling a lot of them, which is eventually not a good situation here. Much better on the at home than he has been on the road. So I definitely think that Houston at this kind of price, bet him while you can. Because my goodness, once they start putting that winning streak together, you're not going to be able to get them at this price. And let's face it, the Twins beat bad teams. They don't beat decent teams or better. And I think Houston is getting back into that category as we speak. We've got plenty more to get to coming up here. Of course, the puck will drop at the top of the hour. Game 5 between Dallas and Edmonton. We'll give you the latest on that one in the Western Conference Finals. And we also have a little look ahead to all-important Game 6 with the Panthers and the Rangers. Who will represent the East in the Stanley Cup Finals? We'll talk about it next year on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, man. Ever feel like the fix was in? I kind of having that feeling right now here at SportsGrid. Welcome in. A happy Friday to you. Game Time Decisions. Us and me and the producers had a little wager going here as we're welcoming in the Dave Sherapan moment here, as he'll be taking over top of the hour for in-game live primetime. And we usually have a little side wager going on, just friendly wager, usually on what apparel he'll be showing up with when he shows up on these shows here. I unfortunately mentioned Dallas, and I thought, he would have the Dallas gear on, but the producers, Dave, swore you'd be coming in with the Edmonton gear, and I just lost that bet, although I do feel like the fix was in because they might have seen you first. But Edmonton tonight, is that any indicator on how you're leaning in this game?
No, it was completely, no one saw me before. There was no early look, Joe. No fix was fire on. All right. I swear I would tell you if there was. The producers do picks every night when you and I do in-game live primetime on Mondays and Thursdays. Yeah. They might have a pick tonight. Listen, the producers could use one for the team. That's been a rough week for them. All right. Hasn't worked out. That's okay. No, tonight I wore – Morenci gave me this hat. All right. This is a Oak Canada hat. All right.
Ooh.
And I said – I got to represent the Canadian audience. Although I don't think people from Edmonton root for Toronto. So why would anybody from Toronto root for people from, you know, teams from Edmonton. I don't think that works. That's like you being a Yankee fan rooting for another team in the American League East because they're in the World Series. Like, you're not going to do that.
Right.
No. Dead under tonight. We're on under. I think low scoring game. The line, again, I say this all the time. The line tells a story. This game is a dead pick'em. And Edmonton put the seed of doubt back in to anyone that has Dallas, is rooting for Dallas. I felt pretty confident in Dallas after game three, and then went, oh, I guess we got ourselves a series.
Right.
Road team won yesterday. I guess the road team could win tonight. I don't know. We'll be doing the in-game thing like we did last night. I'm still a little bit ticked off, Joe, that we were under 4.5 with plus money on a good bet.
Yep.
And we got a late goal, was like, really? And then I thought we were going to blow the whole thing on the 5.5 with an empty netter. I was like, this can't be. This can't be. So,
yep.
No.
I was
you like a side
quite annoyed with how that. Well, I was a little I was torn because in game we dropped in on it because it just felt like this was either going to overtime, which we had hoped it would, or it was basically going to be next to goal wins. And of course, I had the ticket on the Panthers, and sure enough, once they got the empty netter, I was like, "Well, this is, you know, let's everyone settle down. All right, we're good to go. Let's just end the game now." But unfortunately, the Rangers just kept coming in. They scored that last under a minute goal to make it 3-2. Still stayed under the original 5.5, but we thought that was the kind of game we're going to get. And you think that's the kind of game we're going to get here tonight? I've been amazed, Dave, on how little home ice has meant in the playoffs, because the numbers are actually astounding here. 43-34 road teams in the postseason, straight up. I mean, that's a big number, man, that road teams would have that kind of advantage. And it tells me that Dallas, it's great, but that you're home, but it really doesn't matter much if we're talking about 43-34 to the road teams. Yeah. That's crazy.
And that's what the line's telling you too, right? Like, normally this would be -140, -150. It's -128 on the graphic. It's lower in some places. It's -125, -120 even. So the hockey playoffs have lived up to the billing. You know, last night we saw Dallas finish off the T-Wolves in an absolute blowout. I mean, that was disgusting. Mm-hmm. We're not getting that tonight. I don't think so. I don't think we get that at all. I think this is going to be a close game. I think we'll have numerous betting opportunities. No lead has really been safe in this series, right? We've seen teams have a lead, come back. I mean, legitimately, I thought Dallas up 2-0 in the first period last game. They get another goal. We may be playing for the clincher tonight. And instead, we're in a lockdown 2-2. This one might go home team, home team, home team, and go 7. Or it goes road team tonight, like Florida winning in game 5, with Edmonton going home with an opportunity to clinch. Now, Edmonton's not going to be no -170 favorite like Florida is tomorrow. Mm. This is gonna be one of those games where again, I think under early, and then try to catch it in the middle with an over late. Ideally, under 5.5, over 3.5, and have had numbers working 4 and 5 in the middle for us.
See, I'm thinking that we want goals early because this number is going to balloon, given what we know about Edmonton and the recent result. I mean, if we get a goal, if it's 1-1 going into the second period, you're going to be able to get a ridiculous number. We're talking about 6 and 7.5. We saw it last night with the rain. We couldn't believe it. It kept creeping up in that one, and then eventually everything settled down. And boy, oh boy, that would be something else. If you're looking for just a little more, hope there's a goal quickly in this one, which wouldn't shock me either, with Edmonton and Dallas having the ability to be able to score and score quickly. I can't believe how the Edmonton – they have not given up a goal to Dallas. So they have not scored on this Edmonton team. Their power play with Skinner at a goal, they still haven't been able to score a power play goal, which is kind of crazy to me when you think about it because of Skinner. But maybe you're right. All of this power play killing here from both sides, maybe the man advantage just is not where we're going to get a lot of goals for the rest of the series.
Less chances usually in the playoffs. Yep. And like last night, again, I keep going back to that because we were keeping such close track of it and you and I were doing the show, was two power play opportunities for each team. And then there was a third one for Florida, I think it was in the third. But it didn't matter. They weren't scoring. I think you're seeing a hesitation on a lot of power plays because like a team like the Rangers have six shorthanded goals in the playoffs. Teams are turning killing penalties, not into an offensive charge, but they're taking shots. And teams, now that we're getting down to the end, there's only four teams left. It's very, I don't want to say conservative, but it's almost like the power play units don't want to make a mistake instead of going all in to score, putting four guys down low, one guy literally standing at the top of the crease trying to be the screen all the time. You're seeing it out on the peripheral a little bit more. Edmonton, if they get power play opportunities tonight, they are live even more to win the game. They're better on a power play.
Yep. I saw too, some of the anytime goal props, the prices were crazy. I mean, Draisaitl's plus 150. I mean, come on. There are going to be one of these guys is going to be able to score. I mean, McDavid did it, cashed for everybody last game, but it feels like we're going to get that Draisaitl game here where it should be interesting here tonight. And Ottinger has been worse at home than on the road, which is also kind of crazy here. So it really is very, very strange here. But the question remains, Florida wins tomorrow, then what's the better battle for a Stanley Cup? If it is Florida, who wins it? That's an interesting conversation. We'll talk about that and update you Major League Baseball next here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com.
All right. Welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you, Joe Ranieri, alongside Dave Sharapan, who will be taking over top of the hour, a little in-game live primetime coming your way for an all-important and pivotal Game 5 coming your way for the NHL Western Conference Championship. Dallas at home looking to take that 3-2 lead, and Edmonton is trying to do its best to represent Canada as a possible Stanley Cup champion here. The big question is, Dave, if it is Florida tomorrow taking on the Rangers, and you had mentioned that that line tomorrow in that game, Panthers at home, -165, somewhere in that ballpark, still 5.5, which is hilarious because would you be shocked if that thing hit 5? I mean, it's already juiced to the wall on the under.
Right. I talk about this all the time. When you're in the book, especially when you're at the counter and somebody comes up and says, I want to go under the hockey game. You're like, all right, it's under 5.5. It's -145. And they go, what does that mean? Well, you have to give me $1.45 to win $1. And they go, I'm good. Like, I thought it was -110. Well, it usually is. And they go, well, you know, I'd pay up to -120. Yeah, the price is minus 145. I would rather, if it was our book, Joe, I'd put up five and just make it over minus 120 or whatever you got to make it. And I'll be happy with the push. I think it discourages action when it's a 5.5 on a total and it's just that big of a juice. So would it be surprised? Would I be surprised? No, I would be encouraged, actually, if it's a five.
Yes.
I would rather it be five. And again, from the book's perspective, there's another day of games always. Like I know that there's less playoff games and meaningful games and all of that other stuff, and the handle is bigger for individual standalone games like the Rangers and Panthers will be tomorrow. But so what? Just put it at a flat number and we'll give it back if it's 3-2, like it was last night. It stinks.
Yep.
You don't want to do all that work for nothing, but I'd much rather it be 5 flat than 5.5 minus 145.
Woo! It's going to keep going that way, too. So I know a lot of folks expecting maybe another overtime game. Could very well be here. Wouldn't shock us. But Florida, if they win, Florida's going to be the favorite in the Stanley Cup Finals one way or the other, right? So Florida advances. Now, whether it's Edmonton or it's Dallas, Florida is going to be the favorite, right? Is that fair?
So when you look at it, it's, Florida's the favorite right now until Dallas. If Dallas wins tonight, then that price will get close to the Florida price.
Right, right.
And then you're going to get an argument from people between Florida and Dallas. Someone might have minus 120 one way or the other, but pretty much consensus is it's pick 'em, minus 110. And then my buddy here in Vegas who put him up already, put up the future matchups, what could be, has Florida favored over Edmonton, minus 130. So no matter what, that's the look ahead numbers right now. Now that's barring that everybody plays, there's no injuries, anything like that. I don't know. I mean, if Connor McDavid wouldn't play in the series, obviously it's going to change the price. But there's not too many guys individually that are going to change anything for any one of those teams. But right now, odds to win a Stanley Cup. Florida's already there. The winner of tonight's game will be the second choice. Third choice is the loser of tonight's game. And surprisingly, the Rangers, when they were up 2-1, were the favorite to win the whole thing. They are now the long distance last choice of the four teams. 10-1 in places right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Almost feels like if you haven't taken them, I mean, if they win and there's a game 7, that number is going to be split worse than in half. So if you want to double down, now would be the time. Because I don't think, they're a dog in this one, but a game 7 back at the Garden, it's still going to be a pick'em price, so you can't roll anything over at this point. So you might as well take the big plus money if you can, if you think they can rattle off 2 wins in a row here. And you just got to get there at this point, because even if they go there and they were to win it all at that price, it may not be worth a bad chance if you are a big believer that the Rangers can not only beat the Panthers, but can beat either Edmonton or Dallas here in this one tonight. How are you looking at when it comes to these guys here tonight? You already think it's going to be an under. Is it going to be the big names tonight? Is it going to be the obscure guys? Because it feels like some of these names and these prop prices, just give me the guy. Give me Robertson. Give me Draisaitl. Give me McDavid. You bet these guys, Dave, at this kind of plus money, even if you get 3 goals, 4 goals, there's a good chance that those names are going to be on top, not some obscure guy on a fourth line somewhere.
You got Jamie Benn to score a goal last game for the Stars. He's plus 350, right?
What?
So somebody like that can score a goal. Yeah, Jamie Benn right now, I'm looking at the anytime goal score, plus 350. Rupe Hintz, plus 230. Plus 270. There's Jason Robertson, plus 240. There's options.
Evan Kane, Evander Kane is another guy.
he's seeing second time on the power play. I like the guys that see the first line of the power play, personally. So, you know, obviously Wyatt Johnson for the Stars. Does McDavid score two goals
Hyman's,
in two games in a row? I don't think so.
Zach Hyman's minus money for an anytime goal. What the hell is that?
That's strange.
I mean, that's how – it's ridiculous. Like, we're laying numbers right now for an
– Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Anytime goal on Edmonton. We don't see that with even Wyatt Johnson. The best you're going to get is plus 190, plus 200. So 2-1, but unbelievable that he has he's at this point minus money to score a goal. Mind numbing when I tell you. Not as mind numbing as the Marlins beating the Rangers. We'll dive into that coming up next year. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions. Looking to close out this edition, but coming up here, top of the hour, in the game live. Prime time here. They will have you all covered with the puck dropping in that game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Plenty of Major League Baseball underway here tonight. Dave Sharapan will have you covered coming up. And before we get you out of here, Dave, I'm still laughing at the fact that the Marlins are now 3-0 over the Rangers at home in the bottom of the third. The Braves are 3-0 here. But I do not understand under any circumstances the fascination with Dylan Cease coming up here, taking on Kansas City, who has been money at home, and Michael Wacha. What is with the love for the Padres and Dylan Cease tonight?
I don't know. And it's strange because it's carried over from the White Sox days. Like, it's not just because he's on the Padres. Now, they used to bet him pretty much every start when he was on the White Sox.
Right.
And they carried it over to betting him when he's on the Padres, even on the road laying money. Like, it's bizarre. Yep. So I think oddsmakers and books know that. There's certain guys that the analytics guys, the bag guys, the whomever, when they bet consistently on a pitcher, they play him. So you know that, and you make it like where that game should probably be closer to pick 'em. I'll even give you minus 115 or 120 on the Padres. They know they're going to bet Cease, so they juice it. And I don't know. I mean, he's got a 3.29 ERA. He's 5-4. A lot of Ks. Wacha hasn't been – The Kansas City's got some great outings from what Reagans, Lugo, but they hit a little bit when Wacha pitches. Feels like a live dog to me tonight, Joe. You were talking about the Astros. I think that game's a pick 'em, but a lower scoring game. I can't figure out the line with the Yankees, Joe. I know they're coming off the road in the Angels and stuff, going north. Are they? They're one of the best teams in baseball. And it's not like no one knows the Yankees. So we'll have that game later tonight. But is that short? That feels short. If it was our place, I'd say let's make the Yankees minus 140 and take the Giants money. No?
Right. Well, and I think the total tells you also, which is interesting, it only at 7.5. I mean, it is Hicks for the Giants, right? So he is a guy that when he is on, kind of hard to hit. That ball doesn't travel very well at Oracle anyway. But Stroman has been lights out for the Yanks, too. I mean, he is not giving up a ton of runs, and the Giants aren't exactly, murderer's row there. So I agree with the low total at 7.5, and if that's the case, -130, -125 for the Yankees, and I'm still going to bet the Yankees lineup over the Giants lineup here. Especially, I'll even give you this. Give me in the first five. How's that? I'll take the Yankees in the first five in this game here tonight to get it done. And this way, you don't even have to worry about it. Just get me at the first five. Well, it could be 1-0 for all I care. And chances are it could very well be that.
All right, I'll leave you with this. I'm going to go join Peralt. We'll see you guys later if you're following over. But Kansas City's on a, what does this say? A 7-game home winning streak. Plus money dog. Go KC Royals.
21-8. Boys. 21-8 at home. Go get them there. Dave Sharapan coming up here in just a couple of minutes here as In-Game Live Primetime is coming your way. And I'm telling you right now, I am betting that he switches in to the Dallas gear as soon as they score first in this game. I'm just telling you right now, we all know it's happening. Keep your eye on Sharapan's wardrobe. He is very fair weather like that. He'll start with Edmonton, but I promise you there could be a Dallas jersey by the time we get to the second period there. All right, we got plenty of Major League Baseball coming up here tonight. Should be a great hockey game. Looking forward to it all, and including we get that little late night action between the Yankees and the Giants. And don't forget, Mariners, Angels, as well as the Dodgers at home taking on the Rockies. Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers tonight. And all you have to do is lay $3.50 and to back them. What could possibly go wrong with laying $3.50 for the Dodgers to beat the Rockies? Well, we'll just have to wait to see how that all plays out. In-Game Live Primetime coming up next. Enjoy the night. Cash those tickets. Game Time Decisions will be back tomorrow here on The Grid.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.